Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Second week in October. Wow. Welcome back, everybody. How is everyone getting on from last week's episode? What did it inspire you to do? What did it get you to take time to reflect on? As an update, I think it was two days later after I recorded the podcast, I went home and I did the bulk of my Christmas present shopping. And I'm talking the bulk, like Nico was sorted for Christmas birthday. He's pretty much done. Apart from some like the little sweets you would put in the stocking, but I always get those kind of last minute. I got my sister's present. I got one of my friend's presents. I'm really lucky now, like the nieces, they're just gonna get cash. Like they're at that age now where cash is the best. To get an envelope with cash in is way better than a present when you're that age. And yeah, and I've got an idea for a different present. So all of it was done, honest to God, within 2 days. I utilised some time because my daughter had an exam on the Saturday. She does Lambda. If you don't know what it is, it's just kind of like a drama exam. She had that on Saturday in town. And I was like, right, don't plan anything with your mates after. I'm going to drag you into town. We need to get stuff for Christmas for you. So we went into Hollister, 3 for 2 guys on stuff in Hollister, buzzing about that. And she got loads of stuff. And yeah, she's pretty much sorted. She needs a big present, but that'll just be kind of sorting that, whatever it is. She hasn't really decided what that is. So yeah, I feel so much better this week, I can't tell you. And like even today is Friday, and there has been some big stuff on my to-do list this week for work. Recording masterclasses, recording videos for the academy, email sequences, like loads of stuff that I've needed to get done that have just, the little loose ends have been tied up today, and it just feels so good. And what I realized was, because I was talking to a friend yesterday and we're actually going to start doing some business together next year, and she, we're very like-minded, and when you speak to like-minded people, they get you excited, and your mind starts going, and then you start getting, and you start dreaming again. And I think the weight of my to-do list for the last month and everything else I feel like I've had to do from a life admin point of view is weighed us down, not from a mental health point of view like it would have, but I've just kind of had a lot of fog. Does that make sense? I've not been able to dream anymore and get excited. And that's where I feel like I'm at today. Like I'm back to being excited. I'm going to do what I told you guys to do last week, which is I'm going to redo my vision board, because perfect place to redo your vision board when you're at that place of like, oh my God, anything could happen. So I'm going to do that. There's just been loads of lovely things coming up, and we're going to have a session in my month to manifest. This Sunday, we do collective manifestation with all the guys who have joined Month to Manifest. And that is going to be a lovely, lovely session. And I can't wait to do the content on that. So I feel excited about that. I've got my masterclass coming up as well. I feel like all of these things are relevant for you guys because you'll have missed them by the time this goes out. But you can always still join Month to Manifest if you want to know how to manifest. The process, really, really easy, stripped back, laid bare. All your questions answered, really easy program to follow. It's like a 4-week program, and then you get to join our group, Month to Manifest group, where we have collective manifestation every month. So it hits a reset for you. You get to do that lovely work focused work. So yeah, it's lovely, lovely, lovely. Anyway, sidetracked. I wasn't trying to sell you my Monster Manifest course there. I was just explaining how excited I am and how I feel aligned. Now, that is not the content that I wanted to give you in this podcast. I wanted to talk about a few things that I've noticed that came up from my clients. And it all relates back to, it doesn't matter what limiting beliefs you have about yourself. And I think I talked about limiting beliefs in last week's episode. They all stem down to one thing. It's not feeling good enough. It's us not having the confidence ourselves, not feeling that self-worth. Yeah, and just not feeling good enough. And I kind of just wanted to explain that in, so you can see the polar opposites, okay? I might have somebody who comes to me and one of their limiting beliefs might have been like, I don't have the right education. And I would have probably have had that as one of my limiting beliefs. You know, it might have been labeled a different way, like I don't feel smart enough, but I would have felt like I didn't have the right education. Like, who am I if I don't have this qualification, or I didn't get these grades, or I didn't do a master's? Like, who am I? And that would have showed up. And it makes you feel not good enough. And what does that do? What does that feeling do? It leads to you not doing anything. It causes you to go, I can't do that. I'm not good enough, right? Now, that's one example. When you went to, it could be that you went to like a normal state school and you might be surrounded by people who went to private school. Like, I've coached surgeons who feel like they're surrounded by people where mom and dad had money and they don't feel good enough to be there because they didn't have that private education. And I'll do the work with them and we'll reprogram that subconscious, because that subconscious stops them having powerful conversations with their colleagues because they feel like they're not good enough. Now, likewise, I get people who are in their early 20s who went to private school, and the weight of that, what they perceive as pressure because their mom and dad paid for them to have a private education, they then feel the pressure to be or have or to be super successful. And that pressure causes them to fear failure, and that causes them to sabotage anything that they're trying to achieve. So I do a lot of work with clients like that on, again, helping to instill the worth, removing that pressure, the perceived pressure that they've put on themselves to be whatever they've deemed as successful. And we start to look at, what does that actually mean? And we break it down. And there's so much work. Like, I literally couldn't go into it because it is a full coaching program that I do with the clients. But I guess what I wanted you to see is the two polar opposites. You can have somebody who had a private education and done well. Like, they might have got really, really good grades. Oh, how inappropriate. I've got my phone on. Sorry about that. Yeah, they might have had really, really good grades, and yet the pressure they feel they've put on themselves because they feel like everyone expects them to do well causes them to fear failure, causes them to not feel good enough, and it makes them sabotage the thing that they're trying to achieve. And likewise, you have it on the other side of the scale, like I just said, if you feel like you didn't have the right education or you don't feel smart enough, equally sabotages it. And what it all comes down to is the story that we tell ourselves. And I have a client who has been an absolute joy to work with, and she'll know who she is when she's listening to it. And I'm going to try and get her on the podcast at some point to share her story, because it is a beautiful journey in terms of from where she's been when we first started the coaching to where she is now. And if I just give you a little insight, I do a check-in with clients who I've not seen for a week or a few weeks, because how my program works is we do the work together weekly, and then towards the end of the program is I make the gaps bigger between the sessions so they can start to do that internal work on themselves rather than me holding the hand, because that is the bit where the big change comes. Because no point in me shining a light on it, because then they'll need us for the rest of their life. It's like when they do the work on themselves, that's the powerful bit. And I knew that this person had been procrastinating over something from a work point of view. Now, work's never been a source of pain for them. It's actually been the area of their life where they feel really comfortable and they are have empowering beliefs about it. And they were procrastinating over something, contacting a senior person to get them to work with them on a project that they're doing. And I messaged my client and said, right, fill me in. How are you doing? What's going on? What's been going well? And they said, actually, it's really interesting because I found the last week quite illuminating in a sense of I have been questioning some thoughts that have came up, because they knew they had to, this is a big project they're working on, and they needed to go to somebody really senior, really, high profile in their industry to get them to work with them on this project. And the things that were coming up for them was, I am not good enough, I'm no one, and I can't do this. And she said on the voice note, like, I could feel it all coming up for us, and I knew there was a bit of discomfort there. And then, and this is the powerful bit, she said she felt it for a while and said, no, hang on a minute, where is this coming from? And that, oh God, that is beautiful, to be able to question your thoughts. Like, this is the stuff that's the most powerful that I do with clients. It's like questioning your thoughts, because all of that ugly stuff that came up for her would cause her not to ask that person, would cause her to ask somebody else who's not as well established, who's probably not the right person for her to work with on this. And she really questioned it and went, hang on a minute, like, what's coming up for us here? And then she did the work to unpick it, and then she sent the email. She sent the email. And how wonderful is that? Because there is so much in there. There's not worrying what other people think. There's going for your goals and taking action to achieve them. And this question in your own thoughts about why you feel not good enough. Because those thoughts will come back. Yeah, like, my I'm not smart enough will come back again at some point when I try to step outside my comfort zone. And I have to listen to what it's telling us, because your anxious thought is always telling you a story. And it might be that you need to take action over something, or it may be you just need to keep questioning the voice that keeps coming up. And I just thought it would be worthwhile to kind of really hit home for you with that. If you have, and everyone has it, like, it's not even if, you will all have, everyone listening to this podcast, everyone walking the earth has limiting beliefs. Yeah, has some area of their life where they're just not confident, and other areas where they are thriving. And it's just taking a moment to go, like, where is it? Like, what am I struggling with? What is the thing that keeps coming up? And once you do that work, it is so, so powerful, really powerful to do. So that is it. That is that in a nutshell, because I think there's a lot to take in from that and a lot of core work that I would ask you guys to do on yourself from this episode of just going, where is the discomfort for me? What comes up when I try to achieve X, Y, and Z? And what's the story that I tell myself? And then go deep on questioning that story, because you will only get to the place that you want to get to from where you are now if you remove the blocks that are holding you back. Have an amazing week, everyone. Don't forget, my DMs are always open. If you've got questions about mindset work, if you've got questions about the academy, if you've got questions about working with me one-on-one or doing the manifestation course, always open. Instagram is Jude.Coaching. And yeah, follow me if you don't already, but feel free to ask me anything, or if there's anything you're struggling with and anything that I can support you with, then I absolutely will. Have an amazing week. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.